Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On this episode of the SonicCast, myself, G-Biz, along with DC and Sonic G, have a chance to sit down and chop it up with that guy, Damon Wayans, one of the all-star Wayans brothers, and, you know, prepare to talk about his show that's happening out here in San Jose at the Improv. Not only that, but also ask some real serious questions about comedy that's been real heavy-hitting with some folks out here in the streets, namely Dave Chappelle. Go ahead and check it out.
Damon, what's going on, baby?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Pretty good, my good. Brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right.
What's happening?
Chilling. This is Sana, DC, Biz, man. We're trying to check in because we know that you're going to be over here at the Improv.
Yep, I'm excited. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. So, put it down.
That's what's up, man. You know, Damon, this is Biz here, been watching your comedy specials for a long time, man. And, you know, I know folks kind of have that debate between you or Marlon, but I'm going to say, you know, you, Marlon, and Keenan are top tier, but you might be my favorite. Wayans, that is.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I'll tell Keenan and Marlon that.
No, Marlon's good, though. Marlon's good in my book.
I saw something online the other day. I saw something online the other day I wanted your take on. There was a poll going on who Tisha Campbell's best on-screen husband or partner was. It was you or Michael from My Wife and Kids, Kid or Martin. Who's your pick?
So, you know, I mean, I we went into syndication, so, you know, we had.
He's like, I was putting in that work.
Yeah. She's just amazing. That goes to how versatile she is because she played off of all of us well.
Right.
You know, I got nothing but respect and love for her. And, you know, and whoever they choose, it's on them. You know, I think she was perfect for everybody.
You know, I saw that same poll, and it looked like it was overwhelmingly Michael. I saw somebody say, you know, Michael treated her the way she needed to be treated.
You know. He loved it, did huh?
Michael's the only one that put the ring on it, so I got to go with that one, too.
Well, Martin did, too, but Martin gave her that old throwaway proposal that, you know.
Yeah, that was janky.
You want to get married now? Sure. I think that's what did it. Damon, you know, yesterday, a lot of folks over there at Netflix ended up walking out, you know, behind Dave Chappelle's comedy special. I saw last week you had spoken about it. Just give us your take on Dave and kind of, you know, his new special, but also just all the things that he's done over these last couple years, you know, with Netflix.
You know, Dave is a king. You know, you can't be mad at him, and he's trying to keep comedy alive. You know, subject matter wise, I don't know. I can't tell a man what to say, you know, in terms of his act, but don't he have the right to say what he wants to say? And why don't they roast Dave Chappelle? Can't you find 10 LGBTQ comedians who can, you know, put it to Dave and talk about him? Because it's only jokes. You know, I said that, you know, there's a time when they used to do dance battles with the gangs, you know, and they kept people from killing each other.
Yeah.
I don't think Dave could go against them dance-wise. They'd probably, you know, serve him up, you know. Billy Porter looked like he could make his ass clap. But,
damn! He got a little booty, though.
Yeah, but he can dance. You know, I'm sure right. He can dance. But I'm saying, make it comedy. Keep it comedy. Because if we continue down this road, then people won't be able to have the kind of entertainment they want because they start self-censoring, and that's when you get into trouble, you know? And I think that I personally feel that if the trans community can endure the pain of cutting off their penis, then Dave Chappelle's joke shouldn't really hurt them. That means your pain receptors are off because I still remember the primal scream I let out when I got mine caught in a zipper. You know, every man knows that, you know, and it's just like let's take it back to comedy. Because if they can take away our ability to joke about stuff, then they'll be telling us what to put in our bodies, and they'll be telling us what God we can serve. We have to stop. We have to stop and take this back to what it is. It's jokes. So tell jokes about Dave Chappelle.
Do you feel like you've adjusted
Do you feel like you've adjusted
your act any over the years, just kind of with different sensitivities, things like that? Because I remember I saw you back at Cobb's Comedy Club out here in San Francisco some years ago. And you know, you were funny. You were really funny, but it like I don't think that, you know, and you know, tell me otherwise, you're the type of person who's gonna get on stage and not speak your mind.
Well, you know, the thing people don't understand about comedians is we don't really hold things sacred. We say what we say because it sounds funny to us. But then, you know, the next week something will happen and we'll go a complete 180 degree because we found something else that's funny about it. That's, you know, the opposite of what we were saying. It's just, you know, it's like a debate. You pick a topic and then you take a point of view. That's all it is. It's point of view. And so for me with stand up, I feel like I'm serving everybody jokes. That's the difference with me and Chappelle. I'm serving everybody because there's nobody is above it. You know, this is God's party called life. Everybody is welcome to this party. However, we're giving out jokes at the door.
Anybody can get it.
Right. That's what it sounds like.
Anybody
man.
Can get it. And that's what it should be.
And I certainly know you're going to be doing that down over there in San Jose. Give us the times and details of these shows that you got coming up this weekend out here in the Bay.
Well, tonight is at 8 p.m. at the Improv. And then Friday I have two shows. And Saturday I have two shows. I think it's like, I don't know the times. However, they're there. And you just go to the online and figure it out, Improv. Wherever they sell the tickets, I don't know.
It's just improv.com/San Jose. They can go out there and grab them right there.
Yes. Yeah. And come on out and let me serve you some jokes.
Yeah, all right, baby. Well, we appreciate your time and your comments about everything, Bull. And I'm sure it's going to be a packed house out there.
Oh,
y'all,
for sure.
Your whole family knows how to entertain, so it should be a good time.
I'm putting it down. Thank you very much. And I hope to see y'all guys out there.
All right, baby. Take care.
Daddy. Peace, man.
All right.
We definitely hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Sonicast. Make sure to go ahead and subscribe. All you got to do is click the link right there that says subscribe on the iHeartRadio app. Sonicast. Make sure you listen to us every single day. Also on the radio, 106 KMEL from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.